This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday arrived in Washington to hold talks on securing more U.S. weapons, saying air defense is Kyiv's priority as Moscow hit Ukraine again overnight with another barrage of missiles. Zelensky is set to hold talks with President Joe Biden. This is his second visit to the United States during the Russian invasion. Here's National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
What the president's looking forward to in this meeting is getting a battlefield perspective directly from Ukraine's commander-in-chief, but also making it clear to President Zelensky that we're going to continue to be with them for as long as it takes, that we're going to continue to do what we can to help them achieve success in this counteroffensive and beyond, quite frankly.
Zelensky slammed Moscow's massive overnight attack that killed several people in the southern city of Kherson and wounded many in various regions. Canada's High Commission in India said Thursday it has decided to temporarily adjust staff presence in the country after some diplomats received threats on social media platforms, adding to spiraling tensions between the two countries. The statement from the High Commission came soon after an Indian company, BLS International, published a notice that it was suspending visa services for Canadian citizens following a notice from the India mission. The ethnic Armenian leadership in breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh said on Thursday it has agreed to a ceasefire with Azerbaijan, but the key details, including the surrender of weapons, still needs to be worked out between the two. This is VOA News.
La longévité de votre démocratie est reflétée aussi dans la longue amitié qui lie nos nations.
King Charles giving the first speech by a British monarch to representatives of both houses of the French Parliament, saying that Britain and France had shared responsibility to protect democracy in Europe and to ensure the world tackles climate change, the speech getting a warm and emotional reaction from the French legislators. U.S. President Joe Biden met Wednesday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the sidelines of the U.N. General Assembly in New York. They discussed Iran's nuclear threat, Israel's expansion of settlements in the occupied West Bank, and attempts to overhaul the country's judicial system, which critics say is a threat to democracy. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Widakasara has this report.
A meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden, long coveted by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Our friendship goes a long way and can take us a long way.
That friendship failed to get Netanyahu a meeting until now, 9 months after forming his country's far-right government. Israel is a key U.S. ally, and its leaders are typically invited to the White House within weeks of taking office. The holdup, Netanyahu government's treatment of Palestinians and its effort to curb judiciary powers, what Biden characterized Wednesday as the hard issues.
And that is upholding democratic values that lie at the heart of our partnership, including checks and balances in our systems, and preserving a path to a negotiated two-state solution.
The pair discussed a potential Israel-Saudi normalization deal, an expansion of the Trump administration's 2020 Abraham Accords, which normalized diplomatic ties between Israel and some of its Arab neighbors. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, New York.
Pakistan will hold delayed elections in January next year, according to the Election Commission, the announcement coming Thursday as the country grapples with overlapping political, economic, and security crises. A caretaker government has been ruling Pakistan since Parliament was dissolved on August 9th, days after the country's most popular politician, former Prime Minister Imran Khan, was imprisoned for graft and barred from contesting elections. Polls were supposed to have taken place within 90 days, but the Election Commission said it needed more time to redraw constituencies following the latest population census. The final list of constituencies, they say, will be published on November 30th. You can get more news 24 hours a day on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Scott Walton.